Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And we're going to now be crossing over to our UK correspondent. And we're going to try and understand what's the day been like in the UK with Queen Elizabeth's state funeral. So crossing over now to Brendan Bearder, our UK correspondent. Brendan, very good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Gary. Well, hundreds of global dignitaries are gathered in London and have just attended the funeral of the late Queen Elizabeth II. A congregation of around 500 kings, queens, prime ministers and presidents are in London and have just paid their respects to the late Queen. The Queen, Gary, stands testament to decades of impeccable and selfless service, putting her sense of duty before her family life, before her personal life. Enormous sacrifices were made for the betterment of the people of the UK, the people of the Commonwealth, and indeed the people of the world. Her late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known, and she has just been given a send-off like no other.
It's, from what I saw, the emotions, the tears, the feeling of the public, and very, very moving. I mean, it's obviously a bank holiday now there in the UK. And what is the feeling on the ground generally?
There is great love. There's a great feeling of devotion. There's a great feeling of appreciation. I've been down to the palace in recent days, and the number of peoples who've traveled from all parts of the world, never mind just the United Kingdom, just to come and imbibe a little bit of that atmosphere and pay their respect to the people who stood in queues for at times almost 24 hours just to walk past the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. It's just quite amazing. And the organization has been quite fantastic. As usual, the United Kingdom has put forward its very, very best foot when looking at the art of royal occasion. The fact of pomp and ceremony is second to none, and they really did themselves proud today.
And what happens now, sort of post-funeral? Sort of, I mean, what are the plans sort of for tonight?
Right, so the Queen's body is now, as I'm sure a number of your listeners have been following the day's activities and proceedings, she has now recently arrived in her final resting place, which will be in Windsor. This is now in a part of the country where she really loved to spend much of her time. She's about to be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel within the grounds of Windsor Castle. Many people are saying, will she be buried with her late husband? Prince Philip, of course, died last year, is not buried in this area, but the Duke of Edinburgh will in fact be reunited with his wife, as his remains are to be exhumed and placed near the Queen.
When will that happen, do you think?
That's uncertain. I'm sure plans will be made once these funeral particulars have been finalized, once the King has managed to, just do what he has to do now and take up those royal duties. As we were talking about some days ago, Gary, he really hasn't had a chance yet to mourn the loss of his dear mama, the Queen. And he's really had to be on full-time duty just from a ceremonial perspective in recent days leading up to today, the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
And Brendan, King Charles, he's obviously got the support of the nation behind him. So I did read somewhere, however, that he will be taking a day off just to allow himself to grieve, to at least grieve for a mother that's lost. You know?
Indeed. So, so necessary. It's something that he really hasn't had an opportunity to do properly. He has visited every corner of the United Kingdom, having spent time, of course, in Scotland, where Queen Elizabeth II died, then traveling to Northern Ireland, then to Wales, and of course to London, where a lot of the ceremony preparations were taking place. He was, of course, centrally involved. He was standing vigil to together with his siblings within Westminster Hall. So yes, it's very overdue, the fact that he should be allowed now to mourn his dear mother.
Absolutely. And I mean, the royal family, I mean, do they sort of assume duty straight away, or are they also allowed time off to just grieve, to just understand what's happening?
Absolutely. Gary, our concentration and focus has been on King Charles III, but of course, there are three other siblings and siblings who've played a very significant role in a ceremony in recent years and who were very close to their mother in their own ways. And of course, that extends now to the grandchildren and, in fact, to great-grandchildren who were also in attendance today, which was very lovely.
It was very moving. And I think just watching, it was, I felt the grief. I felt the pain by the nation, and just watching the royals just walking what seemed to be an endless walk, and one feels for them. I mean, they've got to take on this royal role, and then they're also human beings inside, and it must be so tough. And my heart went out to them, and to the nation. And today, a very sad day, but a very proud day as well, I should imagine, for the British.
A very proud day. This is what the British do best, and today was no exception. And certainly this is an event that most of us will only witness once within our lifetimes. And it brings to an end selfless service of several decades. And so interesting that promise as to her lifelong service was indeed made within your own country, our own country, Cape Town, South Africa, when she was just 21.
100%. I actually referred to it earlier on in the show when, on her 21st birthday, when she said, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service." And just bears testimony to this promise she made 75 years ago. And what an amazing woman, a lady.
It certainly is. And in fact, what was really lovely, bringing things back to home again for us, of course, is that every week in synagogue, of course, we've prayed for Queen Elizabeth II's welfare, her well-being, her wisdom. And she never let us down. Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis, in fact, was given quite a bit of airtime this morning, which was very, very heartwarming to see. And he said, "Her affection for the Jewish people ran deep. Her respect for our values was palpable. In life, she was rightly admired and loved the world over. In death, may her memory and legacy be for an everlasting blessing."
An amazing, amazing person. And may her memories live on forever and ever and ever. And Brendan Bearder, our UK correspondent, thank you so much for just giving us some insight into what's transpired there today, the feelings. And take care, and we'll be chatting to you soon. Thank you, Brendan.